We want to welcome you back to the Enduring Churches podcast. I'm Alan Small, and I'm here with Trent Young, and I'm so grateful we're coming up as we kind of wind down this year, 2020, and what a fantastic year it's been for everybody. It's been a hoot, as we used to say, huh, Trent?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go straight to fantastic. It's been different, but hey, you know what? I'm excited because it's Christmas and God is still in control, and we get to celebrate and think about the gift that God gave to all of us through His Son Jesus Christ, and that makes it all good. We get to hear sleigh bell songs and drink hot chocolate, and I got to sit in front of the fire and watch it snow the other day. So life is good.
Hey, you got some snow in Oklahoma. That's wonderful.
We did. Yeah, and so today we want to talk about the fact that God has gifted our churches in several different ways. And so, Alan, kind of help us to start out talking about that.
You know, I think, Trent, when we come to the end of this year, we all need something that's a little bit positive. It's been really hard. It's a hard time of year for some pastors. You know, for me, I get so busy, sometimes I forget to celebrate Christmas myself. So the other day, we were just thinking about ways we could help encourage the church. And so that's what we want to do today. We just want to encourage the churches to remember these few simple things. And for pastors out there, we always need to remember these things. And they're certainly not earth-shattering or new revelations. They're just little reminders. And that's kind of what we need, I think, right now, just a few reminders.
Yeah, we do need to be reminded that God is still great. He's still in control. And so, yeah, we need these reminders.
So let's just kind of jump into them. That's probably the best place to start today. So let's just remember that God gave himself for your church as well as he gave himself for each of us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that we need to be reminded that our church is the bride of Christ. It's special to him. He's protecting it, and he gave up his son for our church to be blessed. And so we often talk about the individual aspect of Christ, and you know, but yeah, you're just like you said, Alan. It is a reminder that the church is special to God as well.
Yeah, you know, I remember that little statement that pastors would often use, especially in invitations when I was growing up, that, you know, if you were the only person, you know, Christ mm-hmm. would have come and died for you. But we weren't the only person, all right? I mean, there's really no way to evaluate what that would be like. Christ died, the Bible says, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us, it's a collective statement, to God. And I think we need to remember the collective nature, that when you're looking out in your congregation and there could be some hurt, there could be some conflict, there could be some struggles that you know about for the people you're looking out there, remember that Jesus gave his life for each of those people out there and for you as well.
Yeah, and that is such a good reminder. Because we do, I mean, normally we are pretty self-centered. Every human is pretty self-centered. We think everybody's thinking about us, but they're not. They're thinking about themselves. And so it for us as pastors, I think it's a great reminder just to look, just like Alan said, to look at the faces of the people that are in your church, sitting in the pew, and are part of the ministry of your church, and just be reminded that they are a special soul just like you are to God, and he did send his son for them as well.
Yeah, so, you know, that idea that God gave himself for us is hugely important, but he didn't just give himself. He says, I'm going to go, and I'm going to leave you another one just like me. A comforter, the Holy Spirit. And God has also not only gifted himself, but he's gifted us with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's a whole, I mean, when that happened, that's a big change, a big shift, because prior to that in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came to one person and empowered them to, like the judges, to do to be military leaders or to be leaders for Israel. But now, after Jesus has come, he sends his Holy Spirit to be seals on our lives. It says that we are sealed in God, that we are proof that we belong to God. And then also, it's just the power, and he's going to remind us of the things that Jesus taught us, and he's going to empower us to live the life that God wants us to live.
Yeah, you know, I was doing some coursework one time, and, you know, the Holy Spirit is, you know, we often say the dunamis in the Greek word of God, and it's the word where we get the word dynamite, mm-hmm. dynamo, dynamic, and all those things. And the professor's getting mad at all the preachers out there trying to use dynamite to describe the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I think there's an element at times where the Holy Spirit is like dynamite. I think he's blown me up a few times, and I needed it, right? Mm-hmm. But my favorite word to really look at this Holy Spirit as I've matured in my faith is to really think about how he is the dynamic presence of God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think about the day of Pentecost and how dynamic that was. And if there's really one thing that we need today, I think it's to recognize that God wants to do something dynamic in our midst. It's something that we can't take credit for, something we can't attribute to ourselves, but something that only he can attribute to himself. And I think a lot of that is to remember that God is at work. And I think sometimes we try to force God to work instead of letting God work.
Yeah, and following God where he's already working, as Henry Blackaby used to say, right? And so I agree with you, Alan. And this is such an awesome thing to be reminded at Christmas time that God loves us enough to gift us with the Holy Spirit to help us to live, instead of just saying, hey, you should live like this, and not give us any help at all. He gave us the Holy Spirit to help us. And I was thinking as you're saying that, Alan, that, you know, I didn't grow up learning a whole lot about the Holy Spirit. I don't know if it was just the churches that I was a part of, or maybe I was a jerk and wasn't paying attention. I don't know. but I'm so thankful that I've learned more about the Holy Spirit and what is available to us through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, you know, I do think, you know, there's certain traditions, and I would say we are one of them, since we both come from the Southern Baptist background, but I don't know that our doctrine of the Spirit has ever been like strong. Mm-hmm. You know, I think is one of those areas that I do think we need to give more credence to at times, but we also need to remember that the Spirit always does point back to Christ, that the Holy Spirit is always pointing toward Christ and not the works of the Spirit itself. And so, you know, that part's important as well. I think it's about keeping those things in a balanced perspective, and very grateful for some folks too in the Assemblies of God who helped kind of teach me that element to remember mm-hmm. how some of their theologians were trying to remind their churches, who are much more in tune in their theology of the Spirit, but to remind them that it's not about the Spirit showing itself, but it's about the Spirit revealing Christ. And I thought, boy, that really helped me a lot in understanding that. Well, you know, those two are both what God gave of himself, mm-hmm. but God's not only given that, Trent, he's also given our church a strategic place and a strategic purpose for us to serve him with. So, you know, Trent, your place is strategic, right?
Absolutely. Even little old Comanche. And our church is placed right on the highway, the main highway going through town. And I just think about the story that people have told me, because our church is 85 years old now. And so I've heard the story of how we got that piece of property. And I tell my folks all the time that God placed us here on purpose for a purpose. Just like I think that he has done with every church that is functioning. If it weren't being used for him, he removes its candle, its lampstand, right? And so, I think, and I know I've been to your church, Alan, and you guys have a beautiful place that God has gifted y'all with there too.
Yeah, we have a lot of space. We're blessed with 26 acres, Of course, 13 acres belong to a little mouse that lives down in the riverbed, but he gets a lot of space there. but yeah, we are strategically placed, and you know, I might have argued that a few years ago, like, man, that, you know, we're not in Elizabeth proper, mm-hmm. but with all the recent growth that's going on in our community, we are in a highly strategic place. You see how God had really put down our roots to be established for a lot of what's going on right now. And I think sometimes we forget to look at that, because we are seeing now, you know, everyone's like, well, everyone's leaving small towns, but now people are starting to move back to small towns. Mm-hmm. People are wanting to get away from the cities and, you know, all the crowds, and people can work from home and they can work remotely. So they can have a job in the city and have a few head of cattle if that's what they want to do. So things are changing, and we're starting to see people move back into rural places, and they bring a whole different kind of sense to what's going on. And so God's put your church there to reach all these different types of people who are coming into your community.
Yeah, that's true in our place, Alan. There are people that are moving from other states that have way higher taxes and way higher cost of living, and buying these places out around us. And so we're getting the opportunity to minister to some families that we wouldn't have. And so it's, you know, I think it's good for us to be reminded of that. And we always are like, well, what if I just had this? Or what if we were just over here? We are always wanting something, and it's like, just like we were talking before we started recording, Alan, we got us blessings, right? And so I think our church needs to just look around and see how God has blessed you.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things, too, I've noticed with a lot of churches, like in the cities, you know, so they'll have their church and think, well, we're in a pretty good spot, and then the mega church starts a new campus, you know, half a mile away. Well, if we only had all their resources, you still have the people that you're going to reach that they'll never reach. And, you know, we're not competitors with one another, right? And that's something you and I really try to work on, is this idea that, hey, there's plenty of lost people to reach. Mm-hmm. We all need to reach them. You know, we don't want to shuffle sheep. We want to reach lost people. Yeah. So that's an important part mm-hmm. of this. So we don't want to spend our time wondering what we don't have. Remember what God's already gifted you with. He's gifted your church with who is there, and God can use them strategically if we will allow ourselves to be used that way.
Alan, I wanted to throw in a couple of things. You know, when you mentioned about, well, if another church springs up close to you, and we get hung up on that, and, well, what if they steal our sheep? And one of the things I think is so important to remember, if it's that easy to steal your sheep, they weren't your sheep to begin with. And so, you know, don't get hung up on that. God's still in control. He's big enough to handle that. And then, yeah, just to be able to work together with churches is a blessing. How good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity, you know. And so if we make the effort to work together with a church instead of being suspicious of a church, then it could be a blessing.
Absolutely. That's something that we should all take to heart. That's a good word. Thank you for sharing mm-hmm. that one. So, you know, we're God has gifted us with our strategic place and our purpose. What about this one, Trent? Your church has been gifted to have you as pastor. That's a hard one to talk about for us, because at times we wonder if we're the curse, right?
Well, and it depends on who you talk to, whether I'm the curse or the blessing.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, you know, I think that I know that, you know, my Dana and I have talked that we feel that our church is a blessing to us and has been a blessing. I'm so glad that my kids were able to grow up. Go to school where they did, and there have been some people that have spoken into my kids' lives, you know, and so I think that's wonderful. But yeah, I believe that we are called. Alan, you are called to your church. I'm called to my church, and none of us are a blessing all the time, probably. Sometimes I'm a jerk, but Yeah, it is. Overall, we are a gift to our church.
And I think it's, at times, I think we wrestle with that statement, right? That God has placed me there, and that is a gift. That is something that God has done to gift the churches. But, you know, leadership is a gift, and we need to remember that, that we have influence in people's lives. You know, John Maxwell has always said that leadership is influence, and that's really what we are. We're influencers for God's kingdom, or at least that's what we're called to be. And when we're fulfilling that role, you know, that's what God expects. That's well done. I've been obedient, and I've done my best to do what you've called me to do. And that's the influence of God in and through our lives. And so, yeah, God has gifted your church with you as their leader. So don't take advantage of it. Don't take it for granted. Mm-hmm. But remember that that is a blessing, that God has put these things together.
That's right, Alan. And I wanted to also, I guess, remind us, you and I, and maybe others too, that not only has your church been gifted with you, but I know that your community has been gifted with you. That influence that you mentioned has been used in the school system. You get to coach, and so you get to, you've gotten to influence a lot of young people over the years. And I've gotten to be a part of, you know, the chamber, and I feel like that has been a gift. I want to serve, and just like you want to serve, and so we get to be a blessing to our whole community. I know that there are some people that think, well, I'm not really involved, especially if you're in a large city, but there's always a community around you that your church has an impact on. Right. And so you are a gift to that community as well.
Yeah, I that's actually one of the things that excites me about, I think, the post-pandemic world is the idea that the rise again of the community church. I think of a true community, not, I don't mean community church that some big building on the outskirts of town that says it's a community church, but I truly mean the neighborhood community church, where I think we're going to see more people want to stay closer to home and want to be involved in their neighbors' lives and all that, because they've gotten closer to their neighbors.
Yeah.
They're the only people they've seen. And I'm excited about that part for our churches. So there's one other thing, and it kind of goes back to the first two, but I think we need to talk about it, is that God has gifted you with his continual presence. And at times, for me, I'm like, God, where are you? You know, I think all of us have asked that question at some point in time this year. God, I know you're there, but it's at times hard to see you. But God is always with us, whether there's conflict in your church, whether there's heartache in your church, he's always with you.
Yeah, I love that. And I think, you know, Jesus, he was quoting an Old Testament verse when he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so that's a promise, that God's word is filled with promises that we get to say, hey, that's a promise to me. And that's one of those I've told people again and again and again, especially at times when they're going through struggles, just like 2020 has been a struggle for all of us, right? And so it's a good reminder that he is with us and he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so Alan and I, when we're struggling through things, we need to be reminded, hey, Jesus is still here. He hasn't given up on us. You need that reminder too.
Yes. And, you know, I think to remember as you're opening presents that God's presence is with you is a beautiful thought. He is not far off. He is the God who's near. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Come 2020 or anything else like it. You know, Trent, as we're kind of starting to wind this one down, Match.com wins the commercial award of the year.
Yes.
You know, if you've seen the commercial, it shows Satan looking longingly, and he gets a message that they finally found a dating match for him. And he goes and meets this young lady under a bridge, and he goes, 2020, and she goes, you can call me 2020. and the background just has all these scenes of catastrophe from the year. It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
And it certainly does feel like this was the year of Satan, but it wasn't.
That's right.
This has been the year where God has actually been in control. Great commercial.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh yeah, you should look it up on YouTube. But, it's funny as all get out. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it is great. But I'm so grateful that he has not won this year. God has gifted the church to be here right now, and we're here for a purpose. And I'm so grateful for
that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it is. God's still in control. As much as we struggle through this, we need to be reminded that God's still in control. He still has good plans, right? He tells us, for he knows the plans he has for us. And so,
yeah,
it's good. And so, Alan and I, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. We want to let you know that we're praying for your blessing, and that you would be reminded that God is there for you. He loves you. He's got plans for your church. He has blessed you with your church, blessed your church with you. And we want to be a blessing to you as well. If we can ever come alongside you, be a guide, a mentor, or even just help you think through some stuff that you're like, I don't know how to deal with this, we want you to contact us. Our Facebook page, you can look us up at Facebook at Enduring Churches or enduringchurches.com. We'd love to visit with you.
Yeah, we are so excited that hopefully the video will turn out well for this episode, so we can scare you with our with our faces as well.
Right.
So, yeah, Merry Christmas, and again, thank you for taking your time to listen to us, and hope you find some encouragement this week.